Wake Up with Webster.
Tay FM.
Hey, Webster here from the morning. Today we were talking about that new study that has found that a disrupted body clock, you know, caused by shift work or jet lag, is always vulnerable to infection from viruses. So basically, if you're an airline pilot doing overnights, you should pretty much be dead by now. And we also talked about Google. They've launched their new video chatting app. It's called Duo. It's to compete with other video calling options like FaceTime, Skype, and Messenger. And it's not to be confused with Dynamic Duo, which is the chatting app used by Commissioner Gordon for speaking to Batman and Robin. Thank you. I'm here all week. And Specsavers has had its plan to trademark the use of should've approved. Yeah, they've trademarked a word, should've. They've had to do this because it's been ripped off and it's cost them thousands of pounds. Well, should've done it earlier then. And on the one-letter game today, we had a married couple from Perth going head-to-head. Mark from the Old Hoos versus his actor and singing wife, Lisa. And Lisa had the letter N to deal with. N for Newport. And if you were asked to name a part of the body beginning with the letter N, what would you say? What, nose? Nail? Navel? Or maybe...
Knee.
No, try again.
I might just let her have that for knee.
Mark was just happy that he managed to speak for a full 50 seconds without being interrupted by his wife on the game this morning. And his wife, Lisa, won it. You can check her out. She's performing in Rock of Ages at the Whitehall Theatre in Dundee this weekend. Tomorrow morning on the show, we talk about Mr. Men. Yes, there's new ones. So we need your help to update the Mr. Men in this day and age. Check us out tomorrow.